Recorded live by jml.org.au.
Good afternoon, Tess. I'm going to be at the very bottom of the page. So the Mishnah told us if you did a Pesach and you shechted it, loy lishmoy, and then, or you did one of the four avodas, so you didn't have the right carbon in mind, you had a shlomim instead of a Pesach in mind, or you did lishmoy, you shaloy lishmoy, you had both in mind. You started out lishmoy and you ended up loy lishmoy. Or you started out loy lishmoy, you ended up lishmoy. All these cases are possible. So the bottom of the page, we're just revising what we did yesterday. Boy, the papa asked, are we referring to avoda achas tonight? We're talking about one particular avoda, we're talking about two avodas. Are we talking about in the same Avoida you had two different contrary thoughts in mind, or two separate Avoidas? By Shechita you had one Kavan in mind, and by the other one you had another Kavan in mind. Avoida Achas Tam, one Avoida, if it's one Avoida, then the question is, do we look, and Rabbi Yisihi, why would it be possible? L'chayda, according to Rabbi Meir, says you look at the first thing that came out of your mouth. You said you're doing a Lishmai for a Karban Pesach, so why should be a problem? Must be, we follow Rabbi Yisihi, says you look at both words, the front, the beginning, and the end words. And therefore, Avagmat Vavanitvas, you look also at the end as well. You look at the first words, and therefore it was all right. We're talking about two separate Avaidas. And the question is, I feel that I may have done my first lashon. Even according to Meir, it says he did grab hold of the first lashon. Hani mili b'avoida achas. Maybe only if he didn't want avoida. The shaila here is, I will b'shtei avoida. Since you had two separate avoida, one you did correctly, one you did incorrectly. Maybe the mitzvah, maybe the mitzvah is possible. Amri, so we say, ahai, on which case, there's two cases in the Mishnah. One case in the Mishnah is where you started out correctly, that you started out lishmoy, and then you, which is Karban Pesach, and then you went loy lishmoy to shlamim. And the second case is you started out incorrectly, you ended up correctly. So on which case are you asking you? Ahai, on which case are you asking you? Inema, are we asking on the case of shaloy lishmoy ulishmoy, where you started out incorrectly, and you ended up correctly? Then, l'chayda, bein b'avayda achas, whether it's a single avayda, bein b'shtavayda, whether it's one avayda, and you had two contrary thoughts, or whether it's two separate distinct avaydas, bein l'ramayru, so generally you go after the first lashon, and bein l'rabiyasi, who says that you go after both lashonis, if salay mikamaisa, it is possible. The whole Rabbi Yisi, as soon as you said loy lishma, you passed it. The whole Rabbi Yisi, even or maybe for sure passes, he had the wrong thought of mind. And even going to Rabbi Yisi, all he says is av bigmar dvarav adam nitzvus islay. He doesn't say that you only focus on the last words you said. You say you focus on both. Elam. Our question is: first, you had in mind lishmoy. You had in mind Karban Pesach, and then you had in mind loy lishmoy, which is a shlamim. And the question is: you started out correctly. How do we? So, and the Mishnah says possible. Is the Mishnah referring to one avodah and we're following Rabbi Yisi? He says you look at both things, or is the Mishnah talking about two avodahs according to everybody? Even though the first avodah had the correct thought, but the second avodah in the incorrect thought, and you ruined it. So, you more Toshma coming here. It says. HaPesach sheshachtu shaloy lishmoy v'shechtu Karban Pesach incorrectly, and then v'kibul, you accepted the blood, v'holachi, the four activities, the third activity, which is the halicha, you carry, transported the blood to the mizbech, and then v'zarek, you sprayed it, according to those days that you sprayed the blood, shaloy lishmoy, you had the wrong thought of mind, hey chidomi, what is exactly the case talking about over there? This is our Mishnah. What exactly is the case? Inem, it can be done literally. That what? That you had the first thought incorrectly and the rest, you had the first thought, you had all four not correctly. Lamali ad mechashav lekula. Why did you have to have all four activities? Having the wrong thoughts in mind. Mekamaisa ipsala. As soon as the first activity, the shchita, you had the wrong thought in mind, it's already possible. Why does the Mishnah spell out all four thoughts? All four avodas you had loyal shmai. Elav hachita, this is how you should learn the Mishnah. HaPesach shalto lo lishmoy. If you shechted Karban Pesach incorrectly, you had a mind of shlamim rather than the Pesach. Inami or shechted lishmoy. Maybe the shechita correctly, but the kibul, the halach, the zorak shalto lishmoy. You did those incorrectly. Or inami shechted the kibul, the halishmoy. You did all the first three activities correctly. The zorak shalto lishmoy. The last activity did incorrectly. The havela shtei avodas. So we're seeing why we're distinguishing each avodah separately. So we see that what the first part of the Mishnah is talking about where one avodah you did correctly and the other avodah did incorrectly. So our Mishnah is talking about two separate avodahs. This resolves your question. Ask the Gemara back, Eima Sefer, look at the sefer, the next case in the Mishnah, which is Lishmoy Shaloy Lishmoy. The first case in the Mishnah is talking about each Avodah you did a different separate machshava. Then the Mishnah continues. What happens Lishmoy Ushaloy Lishmoy? What's that referring to? Hey Chidami. E name is talking about two Avodahs again. One Avodah you had the correct thought in mind, and the next Avodah, let's say transporting the blood, you had the wrong thought in mind. It's exactly what the nation we said is disqualified. Elalab must be the same as talking about a new case. That within the same Avodah you had two contrary thoughts. That's one Avodah. And why is the apostle according to the mayor, if you had Lishmoy in mind first, we only focus on the first words you said? Must be, but Abiyasi, he follows Abiyasi, the Amor says, that we focus on everything you said. Because it's impossible to say both words at the same time. So you obviously have to say one thing first and one thing second. So we look at everything you just said, and therefore it's possible. So that resolves your question. So you must learn what I from here. I can argue that the Mishnah at the end, when it talks about Lishmoy, Shaloy Lishmoy, he's talking about two separate Avodahs, and it doesn't matter whether you follow a Meir or Rabbi Yasi. One Avodah had the correct thoughts in mind, but the other Avodah clearly had a mind of Shlomim rather than a Pesach. Isn't that the same thing in the first part of the Mishnah? Says no. The Reish is talking about the Koy B'Shchita V'Koy M'Chashcha. The Reish is talking about that each activity you had a different thought in mind. So in the Kivir Shchita you had the right thought in mind during the Shechting, and when it came to transporting or spraying the blood, or the Kabbalah Saddam receiving the blood, you had in mind the wrong thought. Okay, but the wrong thought connected with that particular activity. The Reish Koy B'Shchita V'Koy M'Chashcha V'Shchita. Inami Koy B'Zika V'Chashcha V'Zika. Safe, we know the same is talking about a whole new thing. During the Shechita, you had a mind that you were going to spray, you were going to do another activity with the wrong thought. And the Chiddush is, because the Gemara, other Gemaras have a question whether that works, if you can mechashev me'avoida la'avoida, can you think during one avoida about another avoida and ruin what you're doing? So while you're shechting, you're thinking, I'm going to shech this, but I'm going to spray the blood on the mizbech for shlamim. So can you ruin this Shechita with a thought about a different activity altogether? So here, that's what Amish is teaching us. The koy b'shchita k'chashe b'zrika, and he's thinking about zrika. The Amish says that in Shechin the pesach l'shmoy, I'm going to say the pesach correctly. I'm going to spray the blood incorrectly. Ukamashlan, the Amish said it's possible. Why? The mechashvim ma'avoda la'avoda v'hainu b'ayda rapapa. This is a papa's question. The papa's want to ask a question if it's one avoda, two avoda. This is a papa's question. That's how Rashi learns. Others learn differently.
Why can't you say before the
that's about, but that's to do with Shechita. The Shechita enables that, so it's connected to the Shechita. I'm shechting in order to eat, you know, when I'm in wrong place, wrong time. Eating, it's directly connected to Shechita. Zrika is a different activity altogether. Only four Avedis. Tell you what, right? The Toshma coming here. It says in the Mishnah. Not four Avedis. Halichas Avedis, Kabbalah Avedis. You learn the Pasuk, yeah, but Halachas is clearly. Four Avedis in total. Says the Gemara, Toshba coming here. The Mishnah continues on, and the next case in the Mishnah is Oishaloy Lishmoy Yishmoy. The last case in the Mishnah is you started out with the wrong foot and then you turned to the right foot. Puzzle. It's also a puzzle. Hey Chidami, let's see. How are we going to learn this? E name of Bishte Avedis is the Mishnah talking about two Avedis. And that's how you said before, we're talking about two Avedis and the Chiddush is that during one activity you thought about another one. Now, Lucheda. Madach, where you started out with the right thought, and yet if the next avodah you had the wrong thought, it passes. If you start out with the wrong thought, you got to tell me that it's possible. Hash to lishmoy ushaloy lishmoy. Madach, when you saying two avodahs, Amr, you say possible. Shaloy lishmoy lishmoy. What you got to tell me? Elalav must be talking about b'avodah achas. Must be talking about the chiddush here is within the same avodah you had the wrong foot and then the right foot and disqualified. No, me the sefer b'avodah achas. The sefer is talking about within the same activity and you had two contrary thoughts. Reisha nami b'avodah achas. Reisha also is talking about one avodah. Say my line now. I'll stick to my interpretation of the Mishnah that no raya for me regarding one avodah whether the Mishnah follows a meir or a b'yasi or two avodahs. Aye, so what's the purpose of the sefer? The sefer is totally redundant. You're right. It's redundant. Uvedinu d'lo yitzchle. Yitaka didn't need a sefer because once you know that if you start out lishma by one activity and you had lo lishma by the next activity, it's disqualified. Surely if you had the wrong,
if you start the wrong way,
there's nothing to talk about. So why mention it all? But the idea that tana lishma shalay lishma. Once the missionary brought down lishma lishma, therefore tana nami shalay lishma lishma brings it down as well.
Chagav.
But it's not because I did, but it's the machshava.
No, but you've got to say these things.
Two things. First, the tekedibur is only within tekedibur, and doesn't say that anywhere. Second of all, if you remember, tekedibur, there's exceptions. Chutz mekedushin, vegeishin, vehekdush. Toshma, come in here. Shachtu vishachted shaloi la'achlov. Says in the next Mishnah. Says, what happened? You shachted the animal and you had in mind people who are not able to eat. They're, for example, they're too old. They can't eat a kazayis of meat. Well, they have no teeth at all. Well, they're sick and they can't eat any meat. And they're the only ones that you appointed on this animal. Or shaloi l'mnuyav. You had a number of people nominated for this animal, but you had in mind a different group by mistake. Not the group that was assigned for this animal. Le'areilim, people who weren't circumcised, even for good reasons, like, for example, that their brother, let's say two brothers passed away because of the milah, so they're not allowed to malo themselves, but they're not allowed to eat in Korban Pesach. Or let's may the tummy, of course, they're not allowed to eat in Korban Pesach. Puzzles, if you had a carbon in mind only for these people, it's possible. Yeah. So that's the next Mishnah. So there's no question. We're talking about you shechting it, and who did you have in mind? We're talking about one activity. Since that's the very safe for the end of this Mishnah here, if they're talking about their one activity, then I'm just talking about one activity. We're talking about one activity, so this Luchayda, you just tried to say that I'm just talking about two Avedas. We're not talking about one Avedah. And why is it so important trying to say that I'm just talking about one Avedah? Because if you do, then we know who the Halacha is like, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. We have a Stam Mishnah. If the Halacha Rabbi Meir, you look at the first words of Rabbi Yossi, you look at the last words. So we're trying to see whether the Mishnah is talking about one activity. And we say, no, if the Sefer is talking about one activity, Luchayda is talking about one activity. Why is it not two activities? Says the Gemara, Mide, Yidia, did we learn that they're talking about clearly one activity? How can it easy? Why can't that Mishnah, that section of the Mishnah, be talking about in one particular case and this section another case? Another case. Say for Bavoidach, as that section clearly is talking about one Avoidah, as it's obvious. And Reisha, you can learn either way. You have no proof either way. So you can't bring a Raya Halacha from this Mishnah. Okay, Toshma, let's continue from that Mishnah. It says, what about Le'oichlov or Shaloi Le'oichlov? Let's say you nominated to this animal, when you shechted the animal, you had in mind 10 people, 5 of them are able to eat, and 5 of them are not able to eat. Because the number of people can eat, therefore it's good enough. And Rashi gives a hesber, why? Because since you cannot eat a kazayis of this meat unless you shechted the whole animal, so you're already allowed to shecht the animal for the 5 people that can eat. Therefore, it's not possible this animal, even though you included also some other people who are not shaykh to eat from this animal. La'eichlov, v'shalai la'eichlov, kasha. Hey, chidami, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about two separate avodas? And we're following the what? And the whole svarah here is the following: the mayor says, you look at the first word you said, and the first word is that the word. And the first word you said is la'ichlav. You had in mind the people who shaykh to eat. V'taimah dechashiv bezrika. And the whole reason is because you were thinking by spraying. And the ein machshavas oichlim bezrika. Since you did this during the spraying the blood, and since there's no machshavas oichlim by zrika, oichlim can only take place by shchita. Only by shchita you can pasul or kasher if you're thinking about the eating. Not zrika is only kapara. All the other kabbanas, all kabbanas except Karban Pesach, have to do. The main purpose of the carbon is kapara. In fact, even the eating part of it, as we had yesterday in the Gemara and Rashi, is a kapara. The kainim Rashi, the Israel. Every carbon, the eating is part of kapara. Therefore, the main part of every carbon is a zika, because the blood, that's the kapara. Because that's the nefesh, and the chinuch says that you should imagine that's your nefesh, and Ramban, and so on. However, Karban Pesach is the only carbon where it's not a kapara. The whole Karban Pesach is to be eaten. That's the whole purpose is. And because the whole Karban Pesach is to be eaten, the main activity of Karban Pesach is a shchita.
But isn't Shlomim also not a kapara?
Everything is a kapara. Even thanking the Eibishter has something to do with that. Everything has something to do with kapara, as Rashi says later on.
Yesterday,
yeah.
Yes, that's
the kapara. That's the Says him avoided. Haba avoidachas. What about we one avoider? Kigayim b'shchita shchita. The mahanye be'machshav is oichlin pasul. And lechayda. So you want to say, but by shchita, if you would have in mind that oichlin and shaloi oichlin, then it would be pasul. Why? But kaimlo, we have a rule. Mikta's oichlin le pasul. The vart is not because that maya you follow the first lashon or by zika doesn't work. The vart is because it doesn't matter if you have a certain number of people included in this animal that are not able to eat. As long as you have some people that can eat, you're already yaitza. Ela laba avodah, but referring to one avodah. Now, what's our question? Umid is safe avodah. The whole vart is it's one avodah, and still it's kosher because you had a few people who were shaykh to eat, and you nominated them as good enough. Nuzreishin avodahas. So the beginning of the Mishnah is also about one Avedah, because all one Mishnah. So you want to answer the same answer again. In fact, it's difficult to understand why you want to ask this question once we've already established before that the Sefer doesn't reflect the Reisha. Mide Iria, what do you, does it say clearly talking about one Avedah, that it's all talking about the same thing? Each one is referring to its own case. Sefer Bavoida Achas, the ending could be talking about one Avedah, and Bereisha, Bavoida Achas, Oibeshte Avedahs. The beginning is either one Avedah or two Avedahs. Okay, Bailahu, we have now an interesting question. an interesting question. We know that a carbon, any carbon, if you have the wrong carbon in mind, that's it. You pass on the carbon. Except all carbon, except chattas. All carbon, we say, if you had the wrong carbon in mind, we say, or the wrong bialim in mind, you say, you know, the carbon is a carbon, but the bialim are not yetzim. Carbon Pesach is an exception that this very carbon on Pesach is a carbon Pesach. The rest of the year, this carbon turns into a shlamim. So on Pesach it's called Lishmoy, that's what it's really made for, Karm Pesach, and before Pesach and after Pesach it's called Loy Lishmoy. What's Loy Lishmoy? If you bring up a Karm Pesach after Pesach, it's still Yotze, it's a Shlamim, it turns into a Shlamim. If you bring up before Pesach as well, it's a Shlamim. So that's called Loy Lishmoy. So this is the question. Iboilu, yes.
You got the wrong day.
Yeah. Here talking about you designated a month before Pesach, let's say for a carbon Pesach, and the din is that a carbon Pesach can be made into a shlamim. So the shayla is like this: if you would have shechted for a carbon Pesach a week before Pesach, then you passel it. But if you shechted it for a shlamim a week before Pesach, it's a good shlamim. So in other words, if you would have shechted lishmoy outside of Pesach, it's passel. If you would have shechted loy lishmoy outside of Pesach, it's kosher, because loy lishmoy is a shlamim. That's not what you designated for, but it's kosher outside of Pesach. So the shayla is like this. What happens, Pesach, or Karm Pesach, Sheshachtu, Bishai, Mayshon, the rest of the year, when their Lishmoy is no good, and Loy Lishmoy is good. And you had in mind two contrary thoughts, Lishmoy, Ulushulay Lishmoy. Ma, what's the din over here? Now Mishnah, we said clearly, Lishmoy, Shulay Lishmoy is possible. What's the shay over here? Me, Asi, Shulay Lishmoy, does the Shulay Lishmoy, which is Shlamim, come along, Umapigle, Midei Lishmoy, and cancels the Lishmoy, Umachshile, and makes it a good carbon? Oilay or not? That's the shame. Ki osir Rav Dimi came along. Omar, he said, Amrita l'shmaite kamei de Rav Dimi. I said over this question in front of Rav Dimi. And then I said like this. This is what I wanted to say. Ho yil sinzu l'shmai machshire bizmane. Since carbon Pesach, if you had in mind l'shmai Pesach on Pesach, would have been effective. Ushaloi l'shmai machshire shaloi bizmane. If you had in mind loy l'shmai, which is a shlamim, the rest of the year would have been good. So let's compare the rest of the year to Pesach. Ma l'shmoy, just like l'shmoy. Hamachshire bizmane, just like l'shmoy, Pesach. Had you had in mind Pesach, it would have been kosher b'Pesach. Eim moitzia midei shaloi l'shmoy. On Pesach, if you had in mind l'shmoy, you had in mind Pesach, and then you had in mind shaloi l'shmoy. What happens? We say it's possible. Your Pesach can't fix it, it's not strong enough, and even though it's the right time. So the same thing over here. Av shaloi l'shmoy, so too. The loy l'shmoy, which is good enough the rest of the year, shalom good enough the year, hamachshir l'shmoy, yet it's not strong enough to overturn the l'shmoy. Ein mitziv l'shmoy, upasel pasel. It's the same thing, but chilek. That's what I said to him. Well, Mali said to me, loy no. Rabbi Yimei said to me, no, you can't compare the two. Im amrit b'shaloy l'shmoy, you know why shaloy l'shmoy is so strong on Pesach. Pesach, yeah, takad l'may l'shmoy, which is Pesach, it's strong. But shaloy l'shmoy is equally strong. Why? Shekein noy b'chol azvachim. All kabbanas, if you have in mind loy l'shmoy, it ruins the carbon. All kabbanas, if you have in mind loy l'shmoy, it ruins the carbon. Toymer b'lishmoy, shekein ein noy b'chol azvachim. Ela pesel vad. The only place where Shmoy is a psul is carbon Pesach, outside of Pesach. This is the only carbon, every carbon in the whole year, if you bring, you have in mind the carbon, it's good. This is the only carbon, if you have in mind the right kavana, it's no good. If you have in mind a carbon Pesach a week after Pesach, it's the postal carbon. So therefore, one second. So therefore, the carbon, so therefore, because the Shmoy of Pesach is weak, therefore maybe he cannot cancel the Leil Shmoy. But Leil Shmoy is strong, maybe Shlamim is strong. And therefore, it should be stronger. That what? That the Shlamim should be able to push away the Leil Shmoy, should be able to push away the Pesach. And the rest of the year should be good. My Avilah, bottom line. Pesach is only one day the rest of the year. What's the rest of the year? My Avilah, what's the din? Omar Rava says, Rava is like this. Pesach, sheshachtu b'shayim ha'shana of carbon Pesach, if he shechted the rest of the year. Lishmoy ushaloy lishmoy kosher. He says, if a carbon Pesach the whole year, if you had in mind lishmoy Pesach, which is no good, and then you change and you had in mind loy lishmoy zishlamim, it is kosher. The loy lishmoy can cancel the lishmoy. Why? The hastamay lishmoy kai. Let's say if you had nothing in mind. If you had nothing in mind the rest of the year, what would we say? What did you shechted the carbon for? For what you designated for, which is what? Carbon Pesach. And yet if you had clearly in mind Loi Lishmai is kosher, what does that mean? That the Loi Lishmai is strong enough to cancel the Lishmai. Because we had in the first Mishnah Zvachim, that's Stam on Lishmakai. And by Karban Pesach a whole year, when you Stam, when you check the Karban Pesach a whole year, if you had nothing in mind, what do we think you had in mind? The Karban Pesach. So it's as if you had in mind, and Stam on Lishmakai is just as if you said it. So as if you said you didn't Karban Pesach, yet if you clearly said Loi Lishmai, if you clearly said Loi Lishmai, it's kosher. We just said it's kosher a whole year to make Lishlamim. So what's the chilik if he said I'm making a Pesach and then you change I'm making a Lishlamim? Well, if he didn't say it, but stammer as if he said it. It's the same thing. But if you look, you shock a Loi Lishmai, kosher. Alma, what we see that Osi Shaloi Lishmai, you mappy with me Lishmai, the Loi Lishmai can cancel Lishmai. He's kishachin nam Lishmai, even though you said clearly you're doing it Lishmai for Pesach. U Shaloi Lishmai, and then you say no, I'm Lishlamim. Osi Shaloi Lishmai, you mappy with me Lishmai, the Loi Lishmai comes to cancel Lishmai. That's what the Rebbe wants to say. Maybe there's a difference between Omar and Loyamar. Stam on Lishma is not the same thing as if he clearly said it's Lishma. You made an assumption that since Stam on Lishma, as if he said Lishma, it's not the same thing. Maybe Stam on Lishma doesn't mean that you had in mind Pesach. As long as you had nothing else in mind, it's good enough. Maybe the psul is that you have to have the mefurish in mind, the carbon, as long as you have nothing else in mind. As long as you have in mind, it's a carbon and you don't have any contrary machshavas, that's good enough. And maybe that's why Stam Lishma. Who said that Stam Lishma means as if you had mamish mefurish in mind this particular carbon? Then your swara is a swara. What's the chilik if he had it in mind if he said it? But maybe the bar Stam Lishma is not that you have to, that it's a carbon. As long as you didn't have a contrary thought and you bring in the carbon, the mice of the thing makes it a carbon, that's good enough. If so, that's why the Loi Lishma can cancel it. But that's it. Stam on Lishma, the reason why it's kosher is because you didn't have anything wrong with mind here. And the Maisa is the Karban Pesach, that's good enough. Any time of the year. You set aside already for Pesach. You already set aside. Yeah. Of course you did.
But that was before.
Now you bring it back to Midrash, and yeah. So we say Stam on Lishma. So how do you understand Stam on Lishma? We have an Altam Tanya. He says that if you have in mind Lishma by a get in the morning, it's enough for the whole day. Everything you do, we say, follows your first activity. Well, like I said, Hichon Hashan, if you walk to the shul and you had in mind the first key, it's like all other keys are good enough. So maybe that can say Stam Lishma, since when you set aside this animal as a Karban Pesach, so everything you do with this animal afterwards is as if you made a Karban Pesach. But if you learn that way, then the Rav is right. No, only by the Pesach. No other din.
Isn't the Pesach?
We had that in Zvachim. The whole Gemara, we learned that from Zvachim. They're only the Pesach. Sorry?
Yeah, I thought we said that a Karban Pesach is actually a form of a Karban Shlomim. Bismanoi, it's a
Teidah. The Rosh says it's a Teidah.
Yeah.
That's why you have matzah, three matzahs. It's like a Teidah. You can't be in the Chumash part. Then we're right. And I'll bring a raya. The hall, the oich, love, shalai, loich, kosher. If you have a mind when you shech, people can eat, and people can eat kosher. Yet, b'chol heicha, the shochel, le shalai, loich, lechud. If you only had a mind, people who cannot eat, possible. The lechayde, b'mai, why should it be possible? Hastam, loich, lechay. The stam, when you have, and the stam, when you shech, you had a mind for those who can eat. Elish, so what do you say, boss? Stam is one thing, but if you clearly say Ella Shiny Hecha the Amma Mehlama, if you just thought preposterous stam is loichla. Yet if you had a mind loichla, it passes it. But if you clearly had a mind, you said I'm doing it loichla v'shloichla v'shloichla, that cancels loichla. Is that right? Is the difference when you say or when you think? Stam on Lishma is not the same thing as saying it. Stam on loichla is not the same as saying it. I'm doing loichla. It's not the same thing. Ella Shiny Hecha the Amma Mehlama. Hachanam here too. Shiny Hecha the Amma Mehlama. What are you saying? Amalei, so Rava says, that's not a raya. Me the idiot. What are you bringing me? Does it say there clearly what you're saying? Bishle mahasam. Oh, over there, kama de la oka le b'shchina. Kol zman, you didn't do oike by shchina. Didn't oike have the wrong thoughts in mind of shchina. Stam evad l'shmokai. Over there, you set aside a Karban Pesach, and you shed the Karban Pesach. Min astam, it's lishmoy, and therefore the Rava wants to say stam and saying the exact same thing. But eating elahacha stam elah, you want to say that stam when you shed the Karban Pesach, it's people who can eat? How do you know? Dilma Moshkahani Bazakhini, you own the people. The din is that even people who sign themselves up for a Korban Pesach until the last minute that you shechted, they can walk away and go to another Korban Pesach. Better friends of theirs or realize their cousins just came from Chazu and they're going to see their cousins. So when he's by Stammen, when you set aside Korban Pesach and then 2 months later you shechted, so I can say Stammen, you shechted for what you set aside for. That's a vada until you change it. So what's a chilik machshava or saying? Me, it's the same thing. But over here by Euchlin, Stammen lo Euchlin. How do you know that these people are going to be involved in your Korban Pesach? Because you had it in mind. You own them. You control them. They can walk away until you shecht it. Therefore, it's not Stammen Achille. That's why over there, the lo Euchlin can cancel. So the Dilma Mimshiche Hanna walk away. But other will come over. Because it's now, we learned later on, Nimnin, they can be counted on the Korban and walk away. So therefore, no Rai from there. Boy, I have another question. Pesach sheshachtu b'shayim ha'shoshana. What about a Korban Pesach? He shecht the whole year, which is a Korban Shlamim. But the problem was the shinui b'ilim. That what? You didn't have the wrong Korban in mind, but you had the wrong owners in mind. Mao, what's the din over here? You had the right Korban in mind, but you didn't have the wrong owners in mind. Sorry, you had the wrong owners in mind. You see them in. All the kabbalas we say that the carbon is good carbon, but the bialim are not yitzah whatever the neder or the chayva they have. And the shaylag is, Mao, do we say shinui bialim kishinui kaidish dummy? Do we say that we just said this Pesach is an exception, that you had the wrong carbon in mind the whole year? You're talking about the whole year now, right? We're talking about shayim ha'shana. Just like you had the wrong carbon in mind, all the kabbalas is possible. Carbon Pesach, you had the wrong carbon in mind, is the only carbon, you had the wrong carbon in mind, it's lakasha, it's a shlamim. So maybe also the rest of the year they had the wrong owners in mind, it's also still good. Is it kishinu koyde dummy or machshalei and his kasher? Or maybe it's different. Maybe shinu bailim is different than shinu kaidish. Amar apapa amrita l'shmaite kamei rava. I actually said this before rava, and I wanted to say like this: hoyel v'shinu kaidish paisle bezmani. Since if you change the animal bezmani, it is possible and shinu. A bailim paisle bezmane and shini bailim bezmane also possible. You're not yetsi korban pesach. Ma shini kaidish paisle bezmane. Ma doch shini kaidish. If you had the wrong korban on pesach in mind, it's possible. Is mach shilach bezmane. Yet if you had the wrong korban, you had in mind the wrong korban pesach. You had in mind shlam. It's kosher the rest of the year. So same thing. But shini bailim, same thing. Just like on pesach, if you had the wrong owners in mind, you're not kosher. Shini bailim should paisle bezmane. So therefore, mach shilach bezmane. Compare shini bailim to shini kaidish. Since on pesach they have the same thing. If you had the wrong thoughts in mind, you're not yetsi. So to the rest of the year, if there's wrong thoughts in mind, you are yetzer. Vamli said to me, "Loi, no. How do you compare the two? Im amrit b'shinu kodesh. You know why shinu kodesh? Because it's so strong. She came psula begufay. First of all, the psula shinu kodesh is in the guf, and it's something to do with the activity of the carbon itself. And the yeshde baba avodes. Every one of the four avodes it applies to. That if you have a wrong thought in mind, it passes it. And the yeshde lachamisa. If he dies, his son has to bring the carbon of his father afterwards." And the yeshne b'tzibur yachid, and the din is even whether it's a tzibur or yachid, you have to karma tzibur karma yachid. If the guy is still involved, whether he changed the owners, it doesn't matter. You can't change the owners of a tzibur. So therefore, it continues. Tamer b'shinu b'ilim, you can't change the carbon. Tamer b'shinu b'ilim, come to shinu b'ilim. The aim sula begufay. It's nothing to do with the carbon itself. It's about the owner. The ain abar ba'avodas. It only applies to the avoda of zrika. No other avoda, because zrika is where the main activity is. That's where the kapor is. And the ain la'achamisa. It doesn't. If the guy the guy dies, even though you have to bring the carbon, but he doesn't gain anything from it. And the ain give tibur yachid doesn't apply by tibur shine bailim. No, it's not shaykh by a tibur yachid. Yachid you can have shine bailim, but you can't have shine bailim by a tibur. You can have shine kodesh by a tibur. You had the wrong carbon in mind. But you can't have Shinu Bailim at Tibur. Because it's the whole community. So what? A few people, how can you have Shinu Bailim? Unless you had Goyim in mind. But the din is you can only have people in mind by carbon Tibur, people who are Shaykh to it. They gave Masla Shekel. So what happened? Had this, it's a whole Tibur. So everybody you have in mind is part of the Tibur. It doesn't matter. You can never change it. Two of these taka are not necessarily correct. But two of them are definitely correct. That it's not Shaykh by Shinu Bailim. The Maishna Shinu Bailim Galav Sula Begufay. Actually, see you tomorrow, Mitchell.
Thank you for listening to another one of our great recordings. We hope you enjoyed listening to this lecture and found it enriching and inspiring. To download and listen to many of our other recordings, please sign up today for a free membership via our website, www.jml.org.au.